You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. We decided to see whether farmers were doing anything about reducing fertilizer contamination. We went to the Isley Farm, which lies within the River Raisin watershed. The Raisin feeds into Lake Erie. Laurie Isley is the president of the Lenawee County Farm Bureau. Her husband, Jim Isley, was an early adopter of the Michigan Agricultural Environmental Assurance Program, or MEEP. Their farm is certified and among a small percentage of farms using strip tilling, a proven way to reduce fertilizer runoff and reduce soil erosion. We ask them, what's involved in MEEP?
The MEEP is a program designed to give a set of guidelines for farmers to follow. And by doing that, they can implement practices that are friendlier for the environment and promote sustainability.
Why do you think that's important? Why did you get involved in this and get certified? Because it took a little doing to get there.
Well, we were verified in the MEEP program, I believe, in the spring of 2013. Why we wanted to be MEEP verified was to show our friends and show our neighbors that we are conscious of the environment and that we're doing what we can to farm sustainably, not only for the environment, but also financially.
Now, your farm sits within the River Raisin watershed, which eventually enters Lake Erie, which we've all been hearing about Lake Erie's problems with this algal blooms, and that's being blamed in part on agriculture. If we know about this problem in Toledo, and we know that agriculture might have some role to play in it, why do you think farmers have been resistant rather than saying, hey, we better get on top of this before somebody comes in and says, you've got to do this?
Sometimes I believe that it's natural for a farmer to think that if it's environmentally friendly, that it may not be good for the bottom line. And it's our goal on this farm to show that, yes, it can be both. And I think that's part of the reason, or one of the reasons, is that there's a lot of programs out there that encourage producers to be environmentally active and offer some incentives to start different programs. In this community, there are a number of individuals. We mentioned strip till. A couple of good friends of mine were some of the first individuals in this area to start strip tillage.
One of the things that's been around for a long, long time are buffer strips. That is a grassy strip before in front of a waterway to kind of protect that runoff, at least to get a little filter before. And yet when I drive around and I look at farm fields, there are a lot of cases where it's not buffered, and there's almost gullies washing through fields, and there are, well, I'll just say, some bad actors out there. They're not doing what you guys are doing. So is there peer pressure when it comes to something like that?
There's some peer pressure, but a lot of farmers have been doing things a certain way for a really long period of time, and it's difficult sometimes to convince them to change. There are programs, government programs, that will do filter strips where there is some money available, and that often is a pretty good incentive to get them to try something new and hopefully then be able to see how that works. We have had some pretty strong success in the River Raisin watershed. There have been some tests run on the river that have shown a 40% reduction in the phosphorus, and that seems to be what they're most concerned with as far as the algal bloom is being considered, that it's the phosphorus that seems to have the most impact on that, although the nitrogen plays a role as well. But we're just hoping that we can continue to do this voluntarily because, of course, it has been declared as an impaired watershed by the state of Michigan, and we want to make sure that we can take steps to make those improvements before those are mandated for us.
I think that might be the key on this whole thing, though, because people who have lawns or athletic fields or golf courses, they're voluntarily reducing their nitrogen and phosphorus applications. Farmers are being asked to voluntarily do it. Yet we saw a city lose its water supply for a while and is at risk of doing it again. That seems like it'll take more than a voluntary effort.
Well, perhaps, but I don't think all the results from a voluntary action are really in yet. I'd be curious to wait and have this conversation perhaps in September of this year, you know, after the algal bloom season has passed, if it has passed by then, and see what the reduction has really been. There's been a lot of effort on producers, some of the producers that I know, to reduce fertilizer applications to only what the crop needs.
So this program that Michigan has put together, this MEEP program, stands for Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program. This is not just another government program. This is fairly unique, fairly early, and other states are starting to copy that. So what makes this so special?
We think it's special because it was put together by farmers, had input into it. It's science-based rather than just whatever the thought of the moment is, which we see a lot of with the Lake Erie issue. And it has a sustainability component to it. You don't just do it once and then you have it forever. It has to be reapplied for periodically. And if there are issues, then you can lose that verification. So there's also something that you're encouraged to maintain the levels of which you've signed up for. And there's an outside individual that comes to do it, so that actually takes you through that. So there's also that objectivity piece to it. So we think that those are some of the things that make it especially beneficial.
So how's it working for you? Seriously, is it caused any problems with production output or anything like that?
No. We've seen a great reduction in wind erosion, and I think we've seen a substantial increase in moisture retention since we're not tilling the soil. If you take a look at our ground where we planted corn, you see a lot of corn stubble from 2 years ago, plus bean stubble from last year, protecting the soil. And that's a great thing, especially in times like, you know, here we are in the 1st of August and really could use the rain. The variable rate fertilizer application has been outstanding, because I can show you fields that have had the same fertilizer input for the last 40 years, and there are some spots that just don't produce. It's the type of soil. And so there's really no reason to apply fertilizer where it's not used, and so we've been able to cut back that way. On the flip side of that coin, we see soils or different areas of our fields that produce very, very well, and perhaps maybe we haven't reached the maximum yield on those areas. So I'm very, very encouraged with the strip tillage, with the variable rate seeding. So far, it's been very, very positive. There are some issues, though. There have been issues of finding qualified operators for the equipment, because it is more technical today than what it used to be. But we're overcoming that. I'm learning.
It's you. It's not your son. That is Jim Isley along with Laurie Isley. They operate a Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program certified farm in Lenawee County. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.